from KQED.
This morning, we conclude our Climate Watch series on how Japan has maintained the global edge in energy efficiency and what California could learn from Japan's example. You might think when it comes to harnessing the sun that the Golden State is way out front. But Julie Blunden, who helped craft California's popular solar initiative years ago, will tell you it was modeled after Japan's solar subsidy program.
It was very successful. It took a technology that was, you know, in many ways still an off-grid technology and brought it on-grid over the course of the late 90s and early part of this decade.
California is on track to double the sun power it generates by the end of the year. But as Rob Schmitz reports, we could still learn a few more lessons from the land of the rising sun.
It's been a few months since Travis Pike had solar panels installed on his home in the West Adams neighborhood of L.A., but the novelty hasn't worn off. He finds himself proudly gazing at a control panel on the side of his house at least a few times a day.
If you look in here, CO2 saved, 1,757 pounds. Today we're doing 3.11 so far kilowatt hours.
For Pike, this panel represents a victory of good over evil. And he's not talking about the fight against global warming. He's referring to the battle with his friendly neighborhood homeowners association.
The neighborhood we live in is called the Harvard Heights Historical Preservation Overlay Zone.
The board representing the zone nixed Pike's plan to install solar panels, claiming it would ruin the neighborhood's historic character. Pike fought back and in the end struck a deal. He could install solar panels on the east side of his home, where they can't be seen from the street. But that meant Pike had to remove a chimney and a water heater, which doubled the cost of the project, not to mention the savings he'll never see from having to install the panels on the shady side of the house.
It's not the ideal situation for me for generating the power, but at least I'm able to do some.
And some doesn't cut it for Barry Cinnamon, CEO of Aquina Solar, based in Los Gatos. If it's not a battle with a preservation zone, he says, it's reams of paperwork that take weeks to fill out.
The utility wants copies of it. The California Solar Initiative wants copies of a lot of it. The city wants copies of everything. It's just a mess. Every single sheet of paper had a reason. But nobody really sat down and said, you know, is this really important?
Cinnamon says he's seen the amount of paperwork required to install solar triple in the last decade. What does this mean for the consumer? Cinnamon estimates the cost to cut through all this red tape makes up a quarter of the price of an average solar installation.
This is no more difficult than putting an air conditioner on my house. As it gets really simple, the absurdity of all the paperwork and the questions is I think, going to provide some pressure to make it easier.
And that's exactly what has already happened in Japan. This cramped office in downtown Tokyo is the seat of a solar rebellion. It's the headquarters for Japan's Photovoltaic Owners Network. 15 years ago, when Japan started offering subsidies for solar panels, homeowners were burdened with the same requirements as a large-scale utility: permits, blueprints, inspections, and lots of paperwork. Network president Ken Suzuku says all this bureaucracy sparked a public outrage that led to the creation of his group.
We appealed to the government to eliminate this cumbersome process, and after 2 years of fighting, they finally got rid of these requirements. That significantly reduced the amount of paperwork that was required.
And that, in turn, says Suzuku, brought down the installation price. A typical 5-kilowatt rooftop solar array costs up to $10,000 less in Japan than it does in California, if you have to install anything. A couple of hours south of Tokyo in the city of Machida, Atsuko Sugawara pours tea for her husband June as he flips through the family's electricity bills. The tea was heated with electricity generated by solar panels atop their new prefabricated home. Many of these new homes have solar panels already built in. Next month, Japan will begin offering a feed-in tariff, a rate structure for homeowners selling solar power back to the grid. Mr. Sugawara is excited.
This means that I'll be able to pay off the price of my solar panels in just 7 years. After that, I'll start making a profit.
Sugawara figures he'll net the equivalent of about $1,500 US dollars a year from the sun. He's not alone. News of the feed-in tariff has spurred 50,000 households to install solar panels in the past 6 months. That's more than the total number of homes in California that have solar panels. The Golden State is working on increasing that number, but it could also work on decreasing the amount of red tape in the way of installing solar, says Travis Pike. He's the homeowner back in L.A. who spent tens of thousands to appease his skeptical neighborhood association.
Personally, individually, as a homeowner, I feel like it is an intrusion on my rights. I mean, this is the modern age. The world is asking us to put in solar panels.
And the key to accomplishing that in California, says Pike, is to get out of our own way. For the California Report, I'm Rob Schmitz.
You can see photos and an interactive map of Rob's travels in Japan in his latest blog post at californiareport.org/climatewatch.